The Apostle Paul never served in the military. But as a tent maker, he knew what it was like to live a nomadic life under harsh conditions. In 2 Corinthians 5, he writes, "We know that when this tent we live in is taken down and folded up, when we die in these finite bodies, and when we will never have to relocate our tents again, our homes will be ours forevermore." For troops on deployment, a tent is frequently home sweet home. It's all part of military duty, but no one lives permanently in a tent. It may seem like it at times, but the truth of the matter is, at the end of every field exercise, soldiers return home. Our bodies are a lot like tents. They provide a place to live, but only for a brief portion of our existence. Like the canvas of a tent, our flesh is just temporary structure. Paul's idea of death is breaking down the tent and folding it up, in preparation for moving it into a permanent facility. At the end of life, we can add these words to our obituary: "To be continued. There is more to come." God offers the confident assurance that when our earthly existence is over, we will leave our tents and dwell forever in our permanent home. This life is the only life we've ever known, but there's another life coming. Death is merely a transition in life, like getting orders for a new assignment. We who remain are left with sorrow, but we find comfort in the certainty of reunion and rest. We who remain grieve, but with hope. To be absent from the body, this temporary tent, is to be at home with the Lord.
Thank you for coming with me. Travis would have appreciated it.
It's fine. I was in the area. That was a really good message. Did you know them?
I met them a couple of times. He trained them and did a couple of missions with them.
He can't save everyone. Sometimes it's just their time.
I know. I've just been to so many of these things.
Good morning, everyone. It's time to rise and shine. It's time to make sure that this world is still moving. It's time to move on with this story. How's everyone doing today? Is everyone excited for what they have no idea about? We grow up thinking that we have control, but our whole lives we actually have very little of it. If you really think about it, someone or something is always dictating what we do, always telling us what they want us to do. We're like dolls being played with by children. We don't know why we do some of the things we do, we just do them. We don't know why, and we will continue to do them. It's 8:10 in the morning, and I have no idea what I was just talking about. There is news here, but I just don't feel like reading today. Maybe tomorrow, if there is one. We're joined again with Becky. How are you doing today, Becky?
I'm okay today. Are you?
I'm okay. Just tired of trying to figure this story out.
What if there is nothing to figure out? What if this is just life, and by the time we figure it out, it's the end? I don't know what the answer is. I'm trying to figure it out myself, too.
Wait, what? You don't know the ending either?
Hard to know the ending when it's not the end.
I know it's not the literal end, but we have to know the end of the story, right?
We are still writing it. There is no end. As long as someone continues the story, the end is not one that you'll accept.
So there is an end?
Yes. But you're not ready yet.
Why aren't I ready yet?
Because there is more that you have to know first.
I'm confused. What more could we possibly need to know?
There are more positive stories that you need to hear. We can't just go without talking about a really good time. Maybe it helps you in your story that you seem so interested in.
I'm sorry, Becky. I'm having an off day. I think we started off on the wrong foot today.
It's fine, but remember that these stories were people's lives once.
You're right. I forget that I don't have to deal with the pain or the pleasantries.
I want to share a story that is all joy. I think the people deserve it.
I think you're right. Please, start your story.
Travis and I were celebrating our third wedding anniversary. I was at our house waiting for him to come home, pretending like I didn't know what day it was. I hear the door open and wait for my husband to say my name.
Becky, I'm home.
I'm in the bedroom.
Well, come here then.
I come out of the bedroom with a smile on my face and start by slowly walking down the hall. But soon, I start running and jumped into his body, my legs wrapped around his waist and my hands around his neck.
I'm happy to see you too. Are you ready to go?
Go where?
Come on. I know that you didn't forget that it's our anniversary. We're going out as soon as I change.
Oh, that's today? I forgot all about it.
You are a terrible liar.
I know. I've been waiting all day for you to return.
Well, I'm here. Let's get ready.
I've got my dress already picked out. Hurry and go change. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are we going?
Same place we go every year.
I can't wait. Do you want to get something to eat?
You can get something to eat there. Unless you want to get something else.
As long as I get dessert later.
I'm sure that we can get something that you like.
Oh, I'm sure that I'll find something.
Do you think we'll ever get too old for going to the fair?
Nope. I can see us taking our kids and then our grandkids to the fair.
And we will still ride all the rides.
Of course we will. Might have to pick up our dentures afterwards, but we will be riding them.
You know I love you, right?
You better.
Or else what?
Or I'll kick your butt.
I would like to see you try.
Oh, you don't think I could take you?
I never said that.
I knew that you were scared of me.
I'm only scared of losing you.
That will never happen. And if you're stupid and let it happen, I'll kick your butt.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
Love is heavy and light. Bright and dark, hot and cold, sick and healthy, asleep and awake. It's everything except what it is.
What is our love?
Our love is a smoke made with the fumes and sighs and moments that took our breath away.
Our love is thick and plentiful then.
It's never ending.
Promise?
I promise thou I will never stop loving you, in this life or the next.
We drove to the fair and found our parking spot and walked in. The atmosphere was loud with neon lights and kids laughing and running all over the place. That didn't bother us, though. We were locked on to one another. He held my hand tight and just guided me to where we both wanted to go.
Where was that?
The Ferris wheel. We always rode the Ferris wheel first and last. I know it was just a simple ride, but it was our ride. It kind of reminded us to slow down every now and then and enjoy the simple things in life. Have you ever been dancing? And the music is so loud, but when you look into their eyes, the music goes quiet, and all you can hear is their smile. and nothing else in the world matters. That is what it's like every day with Travis.
What would happen on the Ferris wheel?
Everything and nothing at the same time. It would take us high and take us low. It wasn't just a carnival ride for us. It was a metaphor for our life. In order to see the beauty of it, you had to go through some lows. But the highs were amazing, and it would stay up there as long as it could.
I find it amazing what people think about normal objects. But it makes sense. Just like the world keeps spinning, so does a Ferris wheel. Please, tell me more about the date.
After we rode the Ferris wheel the first time, we went down the Midway and played some games. Travis was always trying to win me prizes, and I loved every one of them.
Come on, honey. This one has stuffed animals I can win for you. All I have to do is shoot out the star. I should be able to do that.
It's not the same as shooting a rifle.
Sure it is. Just point and shoot, really.
Well, yes, but it's still not the same.
Here you go, good man. And one more shot, just for good measure. Is that complete? Did I win?
I think it is.
Which animal do you want?
I want the pink elephant. I've never seen a pink elephant before.
You heard the lady. One pink elephant.
My hero.
Okay, what else can I win for you?
Travis won multiple items that day. Some things we would just give to kids as they ran by. The funniest games were the ones we played together, like the ring toss or shooting the water in the clown face. They were simple, silly games meant for kids, but we had fun, and sometimes we would lose on purpose so a little kid could win, and to see their face light up knowing that they would be happy for some time made us happy. We were getting hungry, so we ate at a hot dog stand. I know, not your typical anniversary food, but we liked it.
Are you hungry, honey? Because I could eat.
Yeah, there's a hot dog stand right there. Let's get some.
I like hot dogs.
So do I.
All right, it's settled then. We're getting hot dogs.
I'll take 2 hot dogs with onions.
Onions? I have to kiss you with onion breath.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but you know I will.
I know. It's why I get them.
I'll take 2 hot dogs with jalapeno.
I have to kiss you with jalapeno breath?
You have onion breath.
You like onions, though.
I also like jalapenos.
It's getting spicy here.
Come on, silly girl. Let's sit down and eat.
We sat down and took our time eating, small talk and watching everyone walk past us. The music from the multiple rides competing with each other on who could be louder. That was our dinner entertainment as we ate our food off the paper plates. No classical music, no suits and fancy dresses, no fancy dancing. But that wasn't us. We were simple, or at least to us we were. We finished eating and threw away our fancy plates and walked around letting our food settle a bit before we went on the other rides.
Did you get your dessert after you ate?
Shut up. Sorry, Becky. Please continue.
As we walked, we ran into others that Travis knew from the base. He was always polite and introduced me to everyone. He wouldn't tell me what they did, but sometimes I knew from what they were wearing. He avoided small talk and tried to keep moving, focusing our time together over anything else. We started going on the other rides, starting off on the gentle rides and then moving to thrill rides and then finally fishing back into the Ferris wheel again. It was night, and now the Ferris wheel was a completely different ride. A surprise that was different every time we went around. When we got to the top, he grabbed my hand and kissed it. Not a word was spoken as we just looked at each other and mouthed the words, "I love you." When the Ferris wheel started moving again, we just looked over the carnival and took it all in. We finally got to the bottom and got out and walked to our vehicle. He held my hand and opened the door for me and shut it after I got in. We drove home, and when we got back to our house, he opened my door and walked me to the door. He opened it and led me in, not turning on the light.
Mrs. Clark, may I have this dance?
Travis, there's no music.
Do we need music to move together?
No. No, we don't.
Go ahead.
I love you.
I love you, Becky.
We held each other in our arms and danced the night away. But the rest of the story is only for me.
I think we can fill in the blanks. It sounds like that was a perfect evening and date.
It was. And Travis left me a gift. Kelly was born 9 months later.
So it was really the perfect day.
Yes, it was. We had a lot of perfect days, though. This was just one of them.
Becky, I want to thank you for telling us this story. Sometimes it's good to hear such a positive message. Sometimes we have to remember that the stories we hear include people that lived it. Whether it be positive or negative, someone felt it. But I think that's going to wrap things up for today. Becky, I want to thank you for coming here today, and I believe that tomorrow is your last day here, is that right?
You are most welcomed. And yes, tomorrow is my last day.
Well, if there's nothing more to add, I think...
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Did she ever get her dessert?
Catch you all tomorrow, people.
Do I dream? Can it be when you say it to me? You're a fine, you need no help. I seem to have lost control. I have no one to call. Run.